much. You know, the Bible does tell us to give thanks in all things. Sometimes we're in things that aren't very pleasant, but God says that we can still give thanks in all things. And the reason we can do that is because He is with us, and we have the confidence and the guarantee that He will walk us through all the way to the end, to the glory, and to the answers that we're seeking. So that is so true. You know, thinking tonight, the night before Thanksgiving, and I was just thinking as we were sitting there, how many of you are going to be traveling tomorrow or on the weekend for the holiday? Okay. I would just like to pray particularly for you as you travel. And I also want to say, you know, there may be some people in this room who you don't have family around you to spend Thanksgiving with, natural family. You know, Angie said tonight, isn't it good to be with family? She was talking about here tonight. And I just want to also make sure you're aware, or you may know someone who needs to know this, that at the Civic Center on Thanksgiving tomorrow, they will be serving Thanksgiving meals. What time does that start, Cindy? Do you know?
At 12
noon, 12 to 3. So, you know, I know a couple of people that attend here said, you know, I don't have any plans. I think I'm going to go up there. So it'll be a great way for people who just don't want to cook or don't have family around or don't have the means to cook, you know. And so if you know somebody who could take advantage of that, let them know. And that's available to a great outreach that will be to our city tomorrow. And it's going to be a very good event, I think. Let me just pray for you just a moment. Father, we thank you so much for bringing us here tonight. Lord, I thank you for those who could faithfully be here tonight. And Lord, we know some people just couldn't be here tonight. We understand that. But I thank you for those who are able to be here tonight, because we've chosen to give you some time tonight on purpose to pay attention to you and to thank you and to honor you as we prepare for Thanksgiving Day. Because no matter what Thanksgiving Day is all about, whether it's historical or whether it's family or whether it's food, Lord, as believers, we know it's about our thanks to you, because without you, there'd be nothing. And Father, I just thank you that as people travel, maybe even tonight and tomorrow and through the weekend, going different places for Thanksgiving, I thank you that you're with them. I thank you that you watch over them. I thank you that all will be well. I thank you that you prepare the road before them. I thank you, Father, for gatherings that people will be involved in, and that your name will be mentioned and that you can be glorified at some point in those gatherings. Father, we just thank you for the opportunities that we have with our families this weekend. Thank you that you help us to be sensitive and loving to those that we can show the love of Jesus to. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, tonight, one of the main things that we wanted to do tonight is we wanted to gather here and take communion. What a lovely way to start our Thanksgiving festivities is to pause and take communion and celebrate our Lord. And, you know, He's so good. We celebrate His goodness by receiving communion together tonight. And we will be doing that just a little differently than we usually do. But I got to thinking about communion. And, you know, sometimes we do kind of get people who are church people kind of get into a routine of communion. And sometimes we don't pause enough to really think it through sometimes. And as I was thinking about, Lord, how are we going to do communion this Wednesday? How do you want to do communion? My mind, my thoughts began going to not just communion, but the night before Thanksgiving. And I began to think about communion tonight, and I began to think, why am I thankful for communion? So I kind of went to the typewriter, and I started a list, and this is my list thus far. I'm sure you could add to it, and I'm sure I could too as I think further. But this is where my thoughts were going as I'm thinking about communion tonight. I'm thankful that God sent His Son, Jesus, to the earth. I'm thankful that Jesus was willing to come. He didn't have to. I'm thankful for God's word right here that documents His ministry here on this earth. And what happened, we have that right here, and I'm thankful for His word. And I'm thankful for God's plan of redemption for us. He had a plan all along. And I'm thankful for his plan to redeem us. I'm thankful as we get ready to take communion, I'm thankful that Jesus gave us the very first example of the Lord's Supper. I think that adds something very special to it, that he himself gave us the very first example of how we should conduct communion and the importance of it and the meaning of it. I'm thankful for that new and better covenant of the body and the cup that we celebrate when we take communion. It's not Old Testament anymore. It's new and it's better. I'm thankful that Jesus was arrested, and when he was arrested, he went meekly and quietly before the authorities, just like a lamb to the slaughter. He did that. I'm thankful for Jesus taking the humiliation that he went through. I am thankful that he took the torture and the pain, and he did it for me. And for each of us, of course. I'm thankful for his blood and that it was shed for my sins. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for each stripe that was laid upon his back to take away my sickness and my disease. And Joyce, you are the healed of the Lord. I am thankful for the nails and for the crown of thorns that he endured for me. I can't even imagine. I'm thankful for his attitude and his words that was full of love and mercy, even when he was hanging on the cross. His example of love and mercy. I'm thankful for the Father God and for Jesus, his Son, whose hearts were broken when they were separated from each other because of my sin. I'm thankful that they were willing to experience that for me. I'm thankful that on the third day, Jesus could not be found in the tomb. I'm thankful. So thankful. And just as Jesus was slaughtered like a lamb, I am thankful that he is now the Lamb upon the throne, sitting at the right hand of God Almighty. That's who he is, and that's where he is. And I'm thankful that my Jesus is coming back again, and he's going to take me home forever. Well, I read those things to you, and that's my personal list. But I read those things to you because we're talking about being thankful and thanksgiving. This communion that we're taking tonight, it is a time to say how and realize how thankful, what all is bound up in this thing that we're doing here tonight, and what all was provided for us through this thing that we are illustrating tonight, and how thankful we are. You know, I don't think we can possibly say thank you enough to our Savior. There is so much to be thankful for, just in this symbolism of the bread and the cup. Our hearts should be overwhelmed with thankfulness. We're going to begin playing a song, Mark, and it's going to start out kind of softly, and I want to give you some instructions, please, as we get ready to take communion. And as you see on your table that there is bread and there is cups, and what I'd like for you to do is, table leaders, I'd like for you to take that bread, and I would like for you to take a piece off of it for yourself and then pass it on to the next person, and they tear a piece off for themselves. And then I'd like for you to hold that bread or set it right there at your setting. There are extra napkins on your table if you'd like to use one. And take that bread, and then when you've all been served the bread, I would like for you to take the cup and pass it about your table and make sure everyone receives a cup. And again, hold on to that as you receive it. I'll wait till everybody's served. We're breaking bread together tonight and taking the cup. Now, as you've got your elements before you, just relax. This song is going to run a few minutes. And while you're relaxing, what I'd like for you to do is maybe you might want to start making your own mental list of why you are thankful for communion tonight. I want you to think about why you are thankful for this. And maybe even talking to the Lord about it. And as we go on, you know, we're going to turn this song on up, and it just may pull you in, and you just may want to, some of you may want to stand and worship the Lord. Some of you may want to worship the Lord where you are. Some of you may want to sing. Some of you may want to pray. Whatever it is, but tonight I want you to worship Him for a while and just be thankful for what He's provided.
This has been a production of Cornerstone Church in Grove, Oklahoma. For more information about Cornerstone, you can call 918-786-6164 or send an email to info@cornerstonechurchofgrove.com. Thanks for listening.